This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. My boss came into my office the other day and spotted a book on my desk that I was getting ready to interview the author about. It's called Black Folk, The Roots of the Black Working Class. And we had a quick conversation, my boss and I, about how you can't really talk about the history of black labor in this economy without talking about black political history and black social history and just black history. It's all really intertwined. Anyway, that's the setup for this. Blair L.M. Kelly is a distinguished professor of Southern Studies at the University of North Carolina, as well as the incoming director of the Center for the Study of the American South. And she has written this history of the black working class as a deeply personal book. Professor Kelly, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Could you frame this conversation for me, I guess, and explain what you think about when you think the black working class? Because we hear about the white working class all the time.
Well, I think it's interesting that we don't hear about the black working class. Black people are so fundamental to the working class in America. We're probably some of the oldest working class workers in the United States. But I start with thinking about the stories that my family taught me. They came from folks who were agriculture workers and domestic workers and laundresses and elevator operators. My mother wanted me to know that being an elevator operator was a really good job at one point. She wanted me to be able to see and understand the world she came from. My father wanted me to understand that world. So they're what I think of first.
You write early on in this book, you say, black folk, black workers have had a distinctive experience, and that experience points to a better future for all workers. I'm going to get to the all workers thing as we approach the end of this interview. But tell me more about that distinctive experience that black working class Americans have had.
Well, they come to America in bondage, and they are forced to work. And so in being in that abject kind of situation, you have to remake something to survive. And in that remaking, they make community. They make an expansive sense of family. And as freedom comes, they take all of that with them. And so we oftentimes think of freedom as like the beginning of the working class experience for Black people. But the building blocks were being created in secret in the quiet moments that they had as enslaved people, and they carried those forward.
Can we talk for a second actually about black women? Because in a number of interviews over the course of the past three, 4 years on this program, I've talked to people, black women economists, about centering black women in this economy and how doing that raises the economic potential of all people in this economy. And here we go again with the all workers thing, which I'm going to get to at the end. But as we work our way through the 20th century and those black women become a working force in this economy. What does that mean for their families, for the men in their lives who are sometimes having harder problems? Talk to me about that for a second.
I think women are facing very particular problems, and the migration exacerbates a lot of those. The separations, the being pulled apart from community supports that they may have had in the places in which they grew up. In an urban setting, particularly living in white households, cleaning, watching children, that difficulty of watching their own kids, of caring for one another, became really hard. And so they had to recreate those networks. Oftentimes, they created fictive kin. You know, my mother was raised by a woman she called Aunt Sis. And I one day figured out, that's not your aunt at all. Like, she was just a lady who could watch you. She had her own business. And so those difficulties that we see in working women's lives, the figuring out childcare, figuring out ways to support themselves, being blocked off from labor protections for generations, we see those pain points. And a lot of those pain points still exist.
You have a passage, I think it's the last chapter of this book, actually, about how your grandmother, Brunel, when she held your hand, held you real, real tight and wouldn't let you go.
So
and,
tight.
And I gather she kept a real close eye on you. And I wonder if that's a legacy of what you were just talking about.
Absolutely. She was a worrier and she was really brilliant and kind and open with me when I was in her yard. But as soon as she would take me off her land, she would just knead my hand, I say, like dough. Mm-hmm. And it was painful because you're just like a little tiny person and she's a strong hand. And I was like, what is she doing? And I would try to get away and she wouldn't let me. And then I began to think in the process of writing this book about her life, of the struggles that she had to support my mom, to stay married, to do all those things under those circumstances, and to work, to find decent work that could support her. And so I saw that as like her worry that, you know, I was her legacy and that she had to keep me right there and take good care.
It seems self-evident, just to get back to the promise I made earlier in this interview about bringing it back to all workers benefiting from a thriving Black working class. It seems self-evident that that's the case, that if that section thrives, then we all thrive. But I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah, I think, you know, much of the distraction of modern politics has people thinking that their interests aren't their own. But the interests of a Black working class, of accessibility to decent working conditions and a living wage, good political access, really being able to vote easily and fairly. So many of the things that are hard and difficult about making a living, we really feel first. And we have to think in our policies and in our approach to our humanity, how do we do better?
Blair L. M. Kelly is the Williamson Distinguished Professor of Southern Studies. She's also the director of the Center for the Study of the American South at the University of North Carolina. Her most recent book is called Black Folk, The Roots of the Black Working Class. Professor Kelly, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.